The Russian parliament is considering denying access to all U.S. news agencies as the media row between the two countries grows more intense. Russian lawmakers are to discuss a proposal to bar all representatives of U.S. media organizations from accessing the lower chamber of the Russian parliament. Russian news agency RIA Novosti has quoted a senior MP as saying that the step will be taken in retaliation for U.S. actions towards Russian media. The measure will reportedly be put to vote next week. In November, Washington registered the U.S.-based news channel Russia Today America as a foreign agent. The Kremlin was fast to respond with a similar move. American intelligence agencies say Russia meddled in the last year's U.S. presidential election in favor of President Donald Trump. Moscow denies the allegation. Joining us live now from Moscow is Mr. Fred Weir, who is a journalist and political commentator. As always, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this tit-for-tat move?
Well, indeed, I am a representative of U.S.-based media. That's my main job. This is the first time in covering this escalating row between Russia and the United States that I'm personally affected by it. And I think it's most unfortunate that it's coming to this, and it's probably going to get much worse. idea of starting of a government deciding who is a real journalist and who is a fake propaganda journalist is really a terrible step. And I'm sorry to say that the U.S. government took this step first in labeling RT, Russia Today America, as a foreign agent. That means that in all their work they have to brand themselves as a foreign agent. And they submit to all sorts of financial reporting and snap inspections and so on. The Russians haven't yet retaliated for that. But yesterday, the U.S. Congress banned RT from covering the U.S. Congress, which is a really serious, really bad step. It cuts their ability to do their job covering the United States. And now the Duma is going to do the same thing, not just to selected U.S. media outfits, or what they're saying is, but to all of us. And this just will make it much harder to be a journalist in Russia. And also, it's impossible to discuss this without pointing out that both sides are at fault, of course, and the Russians do this, but the United States started it. And this is a slippery slope. It's hard to know where it leads. It's bad for journalism. It's bad for any idea of increasing understanding between the United States and Russia. It's bad for communication, and it's bad for freedom of the press.
Very well. We'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that into context for us.